Hi, thanks so much for taking the time to look around this post. My name is Heidi, and I'm a science and biology teacher in the Victoria School District. This past spring, while remote learning during the COVID-19 pandemic, my students needed access to supportive learning content that could assist them when instructional support was difficult to receive or difficult to provide. I thought about how I could provide and organize a range of learning materials that would respond to the varying needs of my students, from introductory materials to enrichment opportunities. Sometimes this included videos or newspaper articles, websites or podcasts. The benefits of providing a curated list included that my students didn't need a textbook, as most of the resources were open educational resources, or in one case, they were links to journal articles that our library had subscriptions to. It helped promote collaborations with experts in the community. For example, during an inquiry project, I posted websites of local businesses that had knowledge in particular areas, and I found that other students posted some individuals that they knew that were experts in an area to help their peers. It also provided that support for independent learning and the flexibility that we need while learning online. So when students got involved and started posting their favorite resources or experts that they knew, the class participated in that learning community that really is my ultimate hope, that students might experience the benefits of belonging to a PLN, much like an educator might while participating on Twitter. There are, certainly are a few considerations for educators if they're going to be posting curated lists of resources online, things like accessing open educational resources and being mindful of accessibility of content for learners, understanding the legal and ethical use of resources and copyright laws, being aware of and educating students about FIPPA guidelines and characteristics of digital literacy, and then understanding how you're going to organize resources and what tech you'll use to provide your lists. And making sure that students have access to those platforms and can collaborate on it if that's what your intention is. So as we begin another school year under COVID-19 conditions, I hope you find these ideas and references helpful. And if you have any ideas, comments, or suggestions, I'd love to hear from you below. Thanks so much and best of luck in the upcoming school year.